Seabrook along the right boards to Taves at the Hawk line to Schmaltz over the center ice circle to Patrick Kane. Cuts in over the Hurricane blue line to the right point. Slips it to the left point. Yogi Haru fires. They score! Jonathan Taves in front of the net.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the
8:43 now. Jeremy Calton wouldn't have written his first week the way it worked out, but there is some good news amidst the final scores, and I want to get to that first as we bring the coach of the Chicago Blackhawks in. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
I am doing fine. Before we get to the tough stuff in that first week, give me some happy news. Give me some good news. Give me what you're seeing out there that you like.
Yeah, well, we certainly see a progression. I think we've gotten better every game. And I thought on Monday that was the most complete we played. Unfortunate, you know, still not to get the win. But I felt after the game and then after watching it that we played really well. And now the next step is just to finish it off with a result.
Dave, say hi to Coach.
Coach, good morning. I know it's been a whirlwind for you since last week. Has there been time for you to sit down one-on-one with the players individually and just kind of pick their brains a little bit about where they think things need to go and give them a chance also to kind of pick your brain a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. That was almost the first order of business. I've spoken with everyone one-on-one, and obviously the older guys, the ones who've been here, who've won cups, those are the guys you really want to pick their brain and see how they feel about a lot of things. And that's part of why I feel so positive about where we're going. We're on the right track. The guys are fully engaged, and we're in this together.
What do you have to look out for, Coach, when you're in a streak like this and you're implementing new strategies and new techniques and new wrinkles in practice? What do you have to look out for? What do you have to pay attention to make sure that the team's not pressing or you're not pressing to get that first win?
Yeah, I think we have to manage the emotional level of the team. The only thing that's going to get in the way is that there's doubt in what we're doing. And part of the challenge is, there had been a bit of a streak before I got here, and now we haven't tasted success yet. So, whatever pressure I'm feeling, the players are feeling it even more so. They've been through an extra couple of weeks of it. So we have to work really hard to help them, remain excited, remain positive, believe that we're on the right track. I think so far they have that, and they really do have the energy. We need to get through this, and we just got to keep that going until we can break through.
What responsibility does the team have to stay fired up? I mean, are you looking to any of the older guys? I always catch myself when I'm talking about Kane and Taves being the older guys, but they are now. Do the older guys have some responsibility to keep the younger guys pumped up, or is that more on you and the coaches?
We work together. It's more so that we're all on the same page and delivering a similar message to the team. And they're gonna lead by example. If our guys who've been around are acting, they're energized and they look like they're excited to play, then everyone else will follow. So it's not even so much about what they say, it's what they do.
Mm-hmm. As a player or as a coach now, what it contributes to having a problem in a certain stadium? Like when you were going to Philly, I know the team hasn't won there in a very long time. Does that get in your head? Are you thinking about that?
Morning, Mary.
Morning.
But you know what? I think a lot of it is circumstantial, especially when it's a situation where it's a team in the other conference. Hard for me to say because I haven't been a part of the games before. But I do feel that a lot of these times it's just circumstances get in the way. When maybe you're having trouble in a division with a certain opponent that you're playing four times a year in that building, then maybe there's something to look at. Mm. But hard for me to say when, every time we play in these buildings here, it'll be my first time with Chicago with this group.
Well, and also, Coach, I mean, come on. You play in Philly once a year, and then a stat shows up that you haven't won since 1943.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the one-a-year shots, you can get a streak going like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those, the game this week had probably not much to do with the team in, you know, 2003. Like, there, you know, it has no
1,000%.
Yeah. Coach, the tonight, the Blues, a big game. You talked about the division, about playing teams over and over. Obviously, this is a tough division, but you can right a lot of wrongs by winning the games against the closest opponents, right?
Absolutely, and that's where you start making up ground. So we're at home. We feel our game's moving in the right direction. It's up to us to have another good performance, and the results are important, but we'll continue to stress to the group, take care of our own performance. The results will come, and certainly when it's against the divisional team, we can really start to climb if we can put some wins together in these matchups.
Yeah, and Dave, you know, the Blues are terrible people. They hate their grandmothers and puppies. I mean, you know that,
that's
so
right.
We need to get
that's
a win.
Right. You don't have to tell Blackhawks fans that. Yeah. You had Gustav Forsling for about half the season last year at Rockford, and he was here for about half the season. I know his start to this year was delayed by a wrist injury. Give us an idea of what you saw from him last year and what assets he brings to you now.
Right. Well, I think no one questions his skill, his skating. He's a horse. He's so strong. I think the adjustment he made in the second half last year and in the playoffs, where he was outstanding for us, is just to play, you know, take care of the simple things, defend lines hard, be clean with the puck, and then take that opportunity once or twice or three times a game to make a special play. Whereas before, I think every time he got on the ice, every shift he had, he was trying to, you know, win the game on that shift. And that's not new for young players to have that approach, but it gets in the way of them being everyday NHLers. And I think he's turned that corner. It doesn't mean he's not going to have a hiccup here and there because he's still a kid. But that's what I saw in the playoffs. He really became more mature in his game, and that's one of the first things I said to him when he got here, is that he knows what we're looking for out of him. He knows how we want to play, so really excited to see how he can fit in.
Jeremy, was your dad on the dad's trip?
He was, yeah.
So what a whirlwind for him. He sees you coach your first NHL game, and then he gets to go on a dad's trip with you.
Yeah, that was special. You know, my family, when I played my first NHL game, they weren't able to come. And so, you know, this time, I think they just felt like they were going to make it happen.
That's cool.
That was cool. And the lineup with the dad's trip was, he had a great time. Really enjoyed the other dads. He couldn't stop talking about what a great group it was. So, and that says a lot about the team we have, too. You know, it's great people here.
Yeah, well, no, there's no question. The organization, as I like to say, is doing a fine job. All right, now listen, here's the obvious thing I hear over and over again. If you had told me at the beginning of the season that Taves would have 9 goals and Kaner would have a dozen and DeBrincat would have about a dozen, we would think we'd be 3, 4, 5, 6 points up already. The goaltending has been good to great. What I hear, Coach, and I know this is not news to you, what I hear over and over again is Seabrook's legs are done, Kaner's legs are done. Those guys would be the last guys to agree to that notion. So make the fans feel better about the defense.
Well, I think we need to shift a little bit of the workload to the forwards. I think the D have done, they've carried a heavy load here, and the forwards need to take over some of that with their pressure on the puck on the forecheck, their pressure on the puck on the way back, so that we have numbers ready to defend through the neutral zone, so that our D don't have to go back for pucks and begin run over. It's not fun to do that 15, 20 times a game. So that's part of what we're trying to build here, is that relentless effort up front. And then that will make our D look pretty good, I feel, over time.
All right. Listen, Coach, you know we got your back. And as the Blackhawks radio station, after you beat the Blues tonight, and I know you only take them one gate at a time because that's the law amongst coaches. I take them 3, 4, 5, and 6 at a time. I'll be out there with the Kings game on Friday night when you beat the Kings. And I may even come out Sunday to watch you beat the Wild because I want you to know I'm there for you.
Awesome. Well, good talk to you guys all. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See you later. Jeremy Collins.